Chapter 49. An hour later, Thomas sat in front of the keepers for the gathering, just like he had a week or two before. They hadn't let Teresa in, which ticked him off just as much as it did her. Newt and Minho trusted her now, but the others still had their doubts. "All right, Greeny," Albie said, looking much better as he sat in the middle of the semicircle of chairs next to Newt. The other chairs were all occupied except two, a stark reminder that Zart and Galley had been taken by the Grievers. "Forget all the beat around the bush, Clunk. Start talking." Thomas, still a bit queasy from the changing, forced himself to take a second and gain his composure. He had a lot to say, but wanted to be sure it came out sounding as non-stupid as possible. "It's a long story," he began. "We don't have time to go through it all, but I'll tell you the gist of it. When I went through the changing, I saw flashes of images, hundreds of them, like a slideshow in Fast Forward. A lot came back to me, but only some of it's clear enough to talk about. Other stuff has faded or is fading." He paused, gathering his thoughts one last time. "But I remember enough. The creators are testing us. The maze was never meant to be solved. It's all been a trial. They want the winners, or survivors, to do something important." He trailed off, already confused at what order he should tell things in.
"What?"
Newt asked. "Let me start over," Thomas said, rubbing his eyes. "Every single one of us was taken when we were really young. I don't remember how or why, just glimpses and feelings that things had changed in the world, that something really bad had happened. I have no idea what. The creators stole us, and I think they felt justified in doing it. Somehow, they figured out that we have above-average intelligence, and that's why they chose us. I don't know. Most of this is sketchy and doesn't matter that much anyway. I can't remember anything about my family or what happened to them. But after we were taken, we spent the next few years learning in special schools, living somewhat normal lives until they were finally able to finance and build the maze. All our names are just stupid nicknames they made up, like Albie for Albert Einstein, Newt for Isaac Newton, and me, Thomas, as in Edison." Albie looked like he'd been slapped in the face. "Our names? These ain't even our real names?" Thomas shook his head. "As far as I can tell, we'll probably never know what our names were."
"What are you saying?" Frypan asked. "That we're freaking orphans raised by scientists?"
"Yes," Thomas said, hoping his expression didn't give away just how depressed he felt. "Supposedly, we're really smart, and they're studying every move we make, analyzing us, seeing who'd give up and who wouldn't, seeing who'd survive it all. No wonder we have so many beetle-blade spies running around this place. Plus, some of us have had things altered in our brains."
"I believe this, Clunk, about as much as I believe Frypan's food is good for you," Winston grumbled, looking tired and indifferent.
"Why would I make this up?" Thomas said, his voice rising. He'd gotten stung on purpose to remember these things.
"Better yet, what do you think is the explanation? That we live on an alien planet?"
"Just keep talking," Albie said. "But I don't get why none of us remembered this stuff. I've been through the changing, but everything I saw was..."
He looked around quickly, like he just said something he shouldn't have.
"I didn't learn nothing."
"I'll tell you in a minute why I think I learned more than others," Thomas said, dreading that part of the story. "Should I keep going or not?"
"Talk," Newt said.
Thomas sucked in a big breath, as if he were about to start a race. "Okay. Somehow, they wiped our memories, not just our childhood, but all the stuff leading up to entering the maze. They put us in the box and sent us up here, a big group to start, and then one a month over the last 2 years."
"But why?" Newt asked.
"What's the bloody point?"
Thomas held up a hand for silence. "I'm getting there. Like I said, they wanted to test us, see how we'd react to what they call the variables, and to a problem that has no solution. See if we could work together, build a community even. Everything was provided for us, and the problem was laid out as one of the most common puzzles known to civilization, a maze. All this added up to making us think there had to be a solution,
just encouraging us to work all the harder while at the same time magnifying our discouragement at not finding one. He paused to look around, making sure they were all listening.
What I'm saying is, there is no solution.
Chatter broke out, questions overlapping each other. Thomas held his hands up again, wishing he could just zap his thoughts into everyone else's brain.
See? Your reaction proves my point. Most people would have given up by now. But I think we're different. We couldn't accept that a problem can't be solved, especially when it's something as simple as a maze. And we've kept fighting no matter how hopeless it's gotten.
Thomas realized his voice had steadily risen as he spoke, and he felt heat in his face.
Whatever the reason, it makes me sick. All of this, the grievers, the walls moving, the cliff, they're just elements of a stupid test. We're being used and manipulated. The creators wanted to keep our minds working toward a solution that was never there. Same thing goes for Teresa being sent here, her being used to trigger the ending, whatever that means.
The place being shut down, gray skies, on and on and on. They're throwing crazy things at us to see our response, test our will, see if we'll turn on each other. In the end, they want the survivors for something important.
Frypan stood up. And killing people? That's a nice little part of their plan?
Thomas felt a moment of fear, worried that the keepers might take out their anger on him for knowing so much. And it was only about to get worse.
Yes, Frypan, killing people. The only reason the grievers are doing it one by one is so we don't all die before it ends the way it's supposed to. Survival of the fittest. Only the best of us will escape.
Frypan kicked his chair.
Well, you better start talking about this magical escape, then.
He will, Newt said quietly. Shut up and listen.
Min-ho, who'd been mostly silent the whole time, cleared his throat.
Something tells me I'm not gonna like what I'm about to hear.
Probably not, Thomas said. He closed his eyes for a second and folded his arms. The next few minutes were going to be crucial. The creators want the best of us for whatever it is they have planned. But we have to earn it. The room fell completely silent, every eye on him.
The code.
The code?
Frypan repeated, his voice lighting up with a trace of hope.
What about it?
Thomas looked at him, paused for effect.
It was hidden in the wall movements of the maze for a reason.
I should know. I was there when the creators did it.